Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today we have a live show for you. It is a Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2016. It's a Wise Wednesday, and we have Brother Davis already in queue. So we're going to get to that as soon as we get out of what's in the news. Just want to thank you all for listening today and being part of the program at any time during Wise Wednesdays, which is always, always so wise. Don't hesitate to call Brother Davis, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound for you to do that. So let's jump into some things before we get started into today's show. Everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website and being part of the crowdfunding campaign. That's digital. Crowdfunding for digital black media, crowdfunding digital black media. And there is the options are all right there for you to do that. Also, join the BTR community. It's a great opportunity to promote yourself and to promote your some of the things you have on your calendar, some things that worthy events that you think that everyone should know about. It is a social media operation similar to some of the other social media outlets, but this one will not sell your identity to any bidder, and you will not be adversely affected by your overall opinions, expressions, and what so and so on and so forth. So very, very important. It's only $24 a year. So that's something everyone here should be a part of. Also, if you're interested in transferring and acquiring real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, Mint, M-I-N-T.com. And check out what's in inventory and then send an email. If this is the first time that you're doing it, send an email, and no one has talked to you from Prosperity Mint on how to engage in that. Send an email to wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Also, this weekend, one of our very own, a very bright, young, and up-and-coming author, W.A. Scott, is going to have a book signing event in Los Angeles, and she is the author of Nice Girls Club. Very, very articulate, well-rounded, and I'm looking forward to reading Whitney's book. And she's going to have a book signing this Sunday, November the 6th at 4 to 6 p.m., this Sunday, November the 6th at 4 to 6 p.m., and it's going to be at 5373 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, definitely go support one of our very own, and that zip code for that is 90036. Go and support one of our listeners here at Tando Radio Show. Very, very smart author. This, and as a matter of fact, Whitney will be on if the schedules work out well, and we'll be talking to Whitney soon. But Whitney will be on tomorrow to talk about her book. Looking forward to introducing you all to W.A. Scott, a very, very unique and a bright author that I think is going to do some great work in the future. So with that being said, looking forward to that. Whitney will be on tomorrow if everything goes well. Looking forward to it. Okay, now, so let's check out what's in the news. Just before we went off air, or after we went off air yesterday, this came from RT International. Alabama declares emergency over pipeline explosion. Next article comes from the anti-media. There's a media silence on as U.S.-backed coalition It's possibly starving Yemen civilians. Check that out. Then next one is for today's show. Today's show is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And he's gonna he's in queue, so looking forward to today's show. Next one comes from Reuters. It says the CIA attempted to lead the CIA, John Brennan attempted to lead the CIA into the age of cyber warfare. Check out that article. Very telling. Next one came from Natural Society. Just think about mobile devices disrupting kids' sleep. Check out that article. Very important. These devices should not be around our young people. Next one from Breitbart. From Breitbart. And it is... One second, let me... It's alive. U.S. Trade representatives, Congress has the votes to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So check that out. Next article comes from YouTube with the DAPL violence that's going on. Very, very important. Please check this out because you're going to see some of that start to spread, and I think this is the overall method of operation in today's world. Next one from Sputnik News, South Korea, Charmingate. The president's state policy decided by a cult. Not a cult. This is the president of South Korea. So check out that article. Next one from NBC News. In a battle with the U.S., Putin's newest target is Microsoft. Basically, Putin's kicking Microsoft out of Russia. Next article comes from Press TV. Very, very important article. India and Pakistan withdraw their diplomats. And usually this only happens just before countries go to war, ladies and gentlemen. And these are two nuclear nations. We'll definitely touch on this tomorrow after our conversation and our interview with Whitney Scott. So check out that article. Next one from RT. NATO builds up offensive capabilities on the border of Russia and Belarus, Moscow to respond. And that is, let me make sure. I think I had a couple of other ones. Just need to refresh. Nope, that was it. So, everyone, there was some very, very important stuff that's in the news that's outside of what's mainstream media, what's going on here in the States. But this is very, very, very important that we know some of these things. Some of the articles that we post them inside of BTR community. Definitely check them out. So with that being said, I'm going to get to Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. And definitely for those of you that are listening to Wise Wednesday, don't hesitate. Give a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And we'll get to Brother Davis. We got about 22 minutes before the break, so Brother Davis can set you up on what Wise Wednesday is going to be about. I'm looking forward to today. So here we go. Brother Davis, welcome to your Wise Wednesday show.
Hey, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, Brother Davis. Yes, it is.
And I'm excited about it, brother. Hold on.
That's right. I'm looking forward to today's show, Brother Davis, because I think it's so relevant for where we are. And so I'm going to turn this over to you, and if anyone calls in, I will definitely let you know, and then we'll just take it from there.
Good, thank you, brother. Good evening. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I hope you're ready to rock and roll tonight, because we're going to talk about something that is so simplistic, but yet it's been the bane of our inability to connect. Why do you say our inability to connect? Because we fail to realize what all we involved in the decision-making process. And a lot of the things that we involved in the decision-making process have nothing to do with the quality of the decision. Okay. Let's take them, break these things down so we have a better clarity. Let's look at it from the standpoint of emotion. What does emotion have to do with making decisions? Absolutely nothing. But yet, people make decisions based on emotion all the time. Why? Because they have not learned the importance of making decisions that are best suited for you without involving emotion, without giving consideration to emotion. You don't have to. And why don't you have to? Because emotions are to be controlled by us. Now, I've tried to give you understanding of the power of the mind in every situation. But we have been victimized by Westernism's mental weaknesses that have caused chaos in our lives. And the sad part about it is that many of us have adjusted to it. We don't have to. We don't need to. But a lot of us are so afraid of making the decision that is best suited for us, that a lot of times it's easier to give that responsibility to a weakness. Why give it to a weakness? Because you don't have to make a decision. And you can always blame something or someone. You've heard it. You've heard it all. Oh, I didn't feel like it that day. How many of you made excuses so you have to go to work? Oh, well, I'm coming down with a cold. These are tools of deception that Westernism has taught to us in order to offer us an avenue of grace. Now, what is an avenue of grace? Well, to be blatant, we deceive ourselves. Absolutely, we deceive ourselves into believing the story that we are creating instead of living the truth that we are in. Now, I know I'm stepping on some people's toes. And the reason why is because sometimes people accept excuses as a part of their reality. But they haven't evaluated what an excuse is. An excuse is a person, an individual rationale of a specific situation to go in the area of which they determine is good. So if you don't want to go to work today, I'm going to give you a rationale. Oh, well, this is that time of the month for me. And I'm just having cramps. They're overpowering. And this is the phone call that you make. Because now you have to understand, you're creating the deception. And see, we fail to realize how psychologically unbalanced that puts us in a position when we come down to thinking about our moral character. Because, you know, people terminized that. They call it a little white lie. Oh, it's only a little white lie. But in reality, it is still a lie. Where if you're just honest and come straight forth, you don't want to deal with the repercussions of honesty. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, instead of saying, well, you know, I got a headache today, or it's my time of the month, tell me, I'm in there every day. I just need a break. I ain't coming in today. You know why? Because Westernism has taught us systematically that the little white lie is acceptable. Now, understand how I said that. It's acceptable. It's not all right, but it's acceptable. And the reason why it's acceptable is because they know it, because they use it. But here is where we really fail ourselves to understand the psychological connection with our moral philosophy and what we actually are living and the way we are actually living our lives. You see, because we have become a little more tainted by this little white lie, that it gets easier. And all of a sudden, you can do it more often. And all of a sudden, you fail to realize that what you are doing is you are manipulating your mind psychologically to prepare yourself to present this. Think about the dynamics of what I just said. Now, the reason why I want you to think about the dynamics of what I just said is because a lot of people fail to realize that this has a psychological effect on how you perceive you and what you do. And people say, oh, no, I'm sorry, don't bother me. It does. And the reason why it does is because now you begin to understand how easy it is to do that. And you begin to realize how well it was accepted. So before you realize it, it's easier to do again. Now, I'm moving you in this direction because I want you to understand there's a psychological connection with everything that we do. But we have more control over that connection if we remove the emotion. And, you know, some of us really perform when we tell that little white lie. So the dynamics of what we're doing and how we do it affects the truth of our reality. Give you some more reality, all of y'all know that the times are coming the way they are. We need to form alliances. A lot of y'all are not prepared the way you would like to be prepared. A lot of y'all don't have the resources that you would like to have. I'm one of you. I'm telling you because I listen. I know that if it's not for the fact that I am traveling across the country and I'm out here living a lifestyle of trying to present myself as I truly am, I'm running across people who really, when I meet them, it's like a dating relationship. Now, what is a dating relationship? Well, you know when you first meet somebody, you got your best side on. That's right. How many of you brothers are going to walk up to a sister and say, yo, you know what, in reality, I'm lazy as hell and I really don't want to work or anything, but I'm looking for somebody like you who has a job. Now, you might have one or two kids. That's cool. I can work with that. But in reality, when you get paid is how we can work. And if you do that, then she's going to say, well, you know, I don't need you. So you're not being truthful with yourself. See, this is why we have to change the dynamic. And when we change the dynamic, we can literally have a stronger relationship with whatever and whomever in life, because in reality, what we're doing is building. We're not using any deceptions to build. And in not building, we are firming up relationships that can be relied upon by you and the person that you're having a relationship with. And I'm going to tell you, the brothers and sisters, the dynamics of the psychology of a decision, many people fail to realize it's more harmful to your mental concept or psychological concept. You have to excuse me, some of these words I'm running them so fast, I'm trying to just pronounce them right, but they don't come out that way. But what we want to do is we want to show you how simple we can change that dynamic. But the first thing we have to do is be honest with ourselves. Because when we're honest with ourselves, then we can be honest with other people. You see, what you practice, you become. So if you want to be a great pianist, you can think it all day long. But if you don't put that 15 or 20 minutes in every day, and then the better you get, that 15 or 20 minutes grows to an hour. And then when you really get proficient, then it may grow to 2 hours. And when you get creative, it might be 5, 10 hours. Because, see, a real creative musician when he sits down, he's thinking, how can I introduce the world to me through my music? And that, my brothers and sisters, is how we have to perceive the simplicity. You see, as I explained this to you, I told you he had to practice every day for 15 minutes. And then it got better. That 15 minutes built up. That is how we have to deal with our interrelationships with ourselves. You see, I used that same concept when I was giving instruction about meditation. I said, don't burn yourself out right away. Try to do for 15, 20 minutes a day. And then when you really start to be able to make that connection, you'll see what happens. Because when you become the beneficiary of your practice, then you'll do it more. And see, that is why we have to come to an understanding about the simplicity of collaboration. Now, every day, for those of you who know or don't know, I drive a truck. So during what we call the rush hour every day, there are millions of cars on the road. And all of these cars require gas. But these people are so emotionally connected with their cars that it's a relationship that they can manipulate any way they want to. Now, why do I point that out? Because 90% of the people in the cars, it's only one person to a car. So think about the mathematical dynamic. If I got a million people in one city, then they're all going to work at the same time, and many of them work at the same places, and many of them come from the same areas. But their ego would not allow them to share their person with someone else for that period of time, regardless of the reason, in order to make smaller the human carbon footprint. That would be a perfect contribution for all of those who say, well, you know, I would like to do something, but I don't know what to do. That's the way you have immediate control. But in reality, that would require collaboration. And a lot of people feel that they don't want to collaborate. Well, we're approaching very fast a time where collaboration is going to be a fortitude of security. Now, what is a fortitude of security? That means that you'd be fortunate to be in a collaborational group of like-minded people in diverse circumstances, utilizing your resources with their resources to have more resources. And it's very simple. I'm going to tell you, it's so simple. We practice it every day. And now, I told you many times how I practice it, but I've never explained it to you this way, so I'm going to explain it to you this way so you understand the clarity. I told you that when I'm out here, I buy cases of water, and when people are on the corner and they have these signs, and you've seen them, homeless, looking for work, out of work, a number of different signs. I don't want to go through what they all are, because you see them out there yourselves. And you've looked at them sometimes, and you really wanted to do something, but you don't know if this line's telling you the truth, or you don't know if it's trying to deceive you. Well, I eliminate that, because when I come, I put my water on ice, especially when it's a cold day, when it's a hot day, I put my water on ice. And that way, although I don't give them money and I don't have time to impart in their lives, most of them are not thinking about a cold water. You know why? A cold bottle of water. You know why? Because their purpose are out there sometimes different. Now, they may be thirsty. They may want to drink, but they may not realize it. So I collaborate with their need by meeting that supply. Is it totally what they want? Absolutely not, probably. But is it something they need and can use? Absolutely right. And does it serve a greater need? If you're out there in the sun and you don't have any resources, you've been there for a while, believe me,
That is life-giving. Understand how I said that? Because that's what we are doing. That's exactly what we are doing. When we collaborate with each other, we're giving life to each other. We're allowing you to take your resources and expand them. We're allowing you to take my resources and add to your resources and expand them. You see, like-minded people are focusing on a purpose. And if that purpose is operable for them to achieve, then the more like-minded people they get together, the more resources they get together, the more occupations they have to choose from, the greater force they become. Now they can look at all of the areas, all of the dynamics in the present circumstance in order to make life a little better. I have spoken to you before about alliances, and some of you may not want to do alliances, but alliances is part of the process. And we have to understand that regardless of how we feel about it, you will do better in a group serving everybody in your group than you will by yourself. The simplicity of collaboration. Now, this is Brother Davis, and I know I'm giving you quite a bit already, and this is Wise Wednesdays, so I do want you to tap into your inner self, and I want you to pick up those questions that you feel that would be pertinent to your evolving to become a collaborator so that you can live a better quality of life regardless of what comes along. And I'm going to introduce you to some ways, which I've already done many a time, of how I break the ice to open the door to conversation to see if this is a like-minded person. Why? Because if you're dealing with someone that is not like-minded, all they're going to do is end up using your resources. And in most cases, they're not coming with resources. You see, I love you enough to want you to have the tools to help us to get beyond our circumstance. And we can do this. But we're going to have to work together in some way, shape, or form. So why wait till we're forced to it when we have the time now? Well, all we have to do is pick up the phone. Matter of fact, with the internet now, you can go to the internet. There are like-minded people in your grocery store. But because you walk through your grocery store, focus on only the principle of why you're there, I'm going to show you how you can literally open that door even in the grocery store. Because, see, we have a limited amount of time that we're working with. Now, what is the limit of that time? I can't tell you, because I really don't know. I'm not in a position to be one of those people who have their hand on a button that can literally change the dynamics of how people live. And that is exactly the circumstance in which we're talking about. So, my brothers and sisters, now we get ready to come up on a break. This is Brother Davis of Wise Wednesday here on Black Talk Radio, the Tando Show. And it's exciting to us to be able to offer you an avenue of thought that you may not have given reference to and help you and help ourselves to become better at what we're trying to achieve. So, we're about to come up on a break in about 2 minutes. So do pick up your phone and call Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday here at the Tando Radio Show. And we will be right back.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio for the masses.
We're back. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. Now, I had told you already about the importance of collaboration, but I've also told you why we have a psychological barrier in reference to collaboration, because that means that we must bring or allow someone to come into our personal circle. What does that mean? That means they're going to have knowledge of us, and we're going to have to expose a little knowledge of us, and we're going to have some knowledge of them, okay? Now, in reality, I'm not saying that they got to be all up in your business, but they will have to know some of your business, and you're going to have to be able to find common ground. Now, how do you find common ground? Matter of fact, how do you find like-minded people? You go into the grocery store, and all of a sudden, you're looking around. How do you know you see like-minded people? Well, that's the point. You don't. But you know what I do? Me and my wife, we discuss, we talk about a lot of different things. Sometimes I'll follow my wife, because my wife is, she's very articulate. And I mean, when she's grocery shopping, she's absorbing as well as she's growing in a lot of areas. She talks about words I cannot be pronounced. You see what's on here? This is Dr. Amaforamine. Well, you know, I have no idea what that is. But because of the way she looks at a world that she lives in, she can give me an understanding of how that knowledge is important for me to know, especially when it comes to food. So, interestingly enough, that's what you call, that's artillery that you can store in your vault of conversational points of view. Because at some date, you try to find like-minded people, conversation is the best way to open that door. You know, and sometimes I'm going to tell, I walk into people, you know, you look like some of my kin. And that's so, really? Now, where are you from? Well, you know, my family's from such and such. All you're doing is starting a conversation. So all of a sudden you realize this, you're in front of the seed spot. It's, this person's buying seeds, and you're looking at the seeds, and you're buying, you know, you haven't even considered buying seeds. But you say you already have some seeds. You know what I mean? So, oh, you're a gardener too? Oh, yeah, I'm a gardener. I like to have, I like to grow my own fruits and vegetables, because these are some uncertain times. Oh, you telling me about uncertain times? You know, I'm looking at this economy. And it, yeah, that's what scares me. That's really why I firm up my garden, because if something happens and all of a sudden we can't get around, I still have to feed my family. Boom. You see, that is a clue you may be dealing with a like-minded person, okay? So you might say something like, you know what, I've considered that, but, I mean, how bad do you think it's going to get? Well, I think it's bad. It's going to get bad enough that I'm growing our own garden, and with the food that we get from our garden, that last year, it was so much we gave a lot of it away. So then they look and say, well, you know, if it was that much food, what are you doing this year if, I guess I would assume you're growing more. Oh, yeah, we're growing more this year. But you know what? We decided to do canning, and we're canning a lot more of it. That way we give less of it away, and we have a storage supply. Boom. Are you picking up on these clues here? And then you look and you say, you know what? I've been thinking about that seriously, too, because I do understand that there's going to be some uncomfortable times. You see, there's a lot of ways to approach conversation without revealing what your intent is until you get some aspect of their intent. Now, some people, when you say, oh, wow, you're a gardener, I see you picking seeds, some people are going to look at you and say, that's none of your business. And that's acceptable.
And that means that you don't have to pursue that person in that way. But don't be surprised if you find later down the line that you're starting to connect with somebody else and they have a group and you're considering examining the group in reference to the location you are and how y'all can connect, and you find that that person who told you was none of your business before is in that group. You see, one thing about human nature is sometimes when the cycle goes around, you may come back to the same faces in different places. But you can't be armed with emotion. That is why it is so important to keep your emotion in control. Because the emotion is stimulated by thought, but all of your body functions are stimulated by thought. And therefore, there's a reaction. I told you before about how you breathe when your breathing changes when you're angry, and how it changes when you're happy. How it's shorter when you're happy because you're so full of joy, you're constantly exhaling, okay? And when you're sad, how you breathe in more and your inhale is longer than your exhale because you're holding that solid, that area of solitude in that moment of sadness. So the dynamics of your mind and the dynamic functions of your body are in tune. That's what you have to work on. How can I use that entombment in my control for my usage? This is empowering, my brothers and sisters. Because now, even if there's somebody you don't like and they are into prepping, and they say to you, well, I know you don't know what's going on, then even though you may not like it, and that comment might have turned you, you could say something, yeah, I may not know what's going on, but I do know one thing, this economy is changing so fast, it's going to affect more than me. All of a sudden, the dynamics changes. And that very person you really did like might turn to you and say, well, what do you mean? Because, see, they know, they're looking for how to build on their group, too, because remember, in numbers, there is security, there is a greater supply, and there is like-mindedness. And that person might be a nurse, or it might be a holistic practitioner, or it might be a small engine repair person. See, all of these become important to the group. So you have to stay focused on what you're trying to do. Get out of the ego mentality, okay? You want to break that? When you go to work tomorrow, somebody say, you know what? I need a ride. You say in your back, oh, I really don't feel like giving this person a ride and putting up with them. Stop and say, you know what? If it's only for a day, all right. I saw the problem. I can work with that. Because that person, when he gets in your car in the morning, may be an entirely different person on the job. He might get in the car and say, you know, I was up early this morning because I wanted to cover up my undergrowth. Well, what do you mean? Well, I got a nice garden now back, but I don't want all the neighbors to know. Bingo! You see how all of these things begin to come together in a collaboration? Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Will you have to seek this out and work with some of these people in a manner to bring that out? Absolutely so. But guess what? You are not the only one right now who knows that you should be doing something different in order to prepare yourself and your family for some changing and some unsettling times. So when you're out there, you have to be open to the people, at least in your area, in your neighborhood. And I didn't say anything yet about exposing yourself, if you heard my conversation right. Because, see, literally, until you know exactly what you're dealing with, you shouldn't expose yourself. Because so you might be dealing with, I got a friend who got a neighbor, got 8 kids. He says, you know what, her kids are so unruly, sometimes they fuss at her. Well, now you have to understand, she's going to be out there in need during any diverse times. So are you looking at this from the standpoint of, is she going to have the resources for 8 kids? Or are you looking at it from the standpoint of, how could those 8 kids fit into the plan? Because if they're that unruly, they're not going to be able to work with them. because she can't work with him. She's the mother. Even in diverse circumstances, you got to be able to make those evaluations. But if they are not unruly, and if they are workable and knowledgeable, what does workable and knowledgeable mean? They just have enough respect to shut up and listen and apply what they hear so they can do it right. That's workable. And you think, although it is 8 kids, that can expand our garden immensely with the right knowledge. And understand how I've said that. If you give them some information and they apply that information and they do it right, then you can expand on a lot of areas. So you can't think in the box. You got to get out of the box. So, in doing so, that's only one another avenue of thought. Let's look at it from the standpoint of, now, I catch mass transit every day. Because, I mean, I live in the city, I have a car, but it's just so expensive to park when I go to work. Then you got to keep that in mind. Why do you got to keep that in mind? Because somebody on that mass transit may be in the same situation, may be a like-minded person, and may be looking for an avenue of somebody in the area that they see every day, but they don't know how consciously connected they are. Sometimes you have to open that door. And when you do, you want to open the door just wide enough for you to get information before you expose information. That is the nature of finding and building alliances. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we love each other enough to trust. It might be a little hard from the beginning, but when we love each other enough to trust, you can pick out things right away. Especially when they really start opening the door and you see their family. You see what I'm saying? Because literally, if you are a good, strong, moral person with fortitude, you can look and see who the apple of the eye is. You can look and see who has the academic know-how in the family. And you can possibly incorporate that in the plan to achieve what it is that's on your mind. We cannot limit ourselves anymore. And I'm trying to be very nice with this because I'm going to tell you something. Time is not any longer a luxury. For those of you who didn't get it, let me tell you again. Time is no longer a luxury. And I'm going to tell you something. To have the emotions to want to make decisions based on ego is not a luxury anymore. Now, what is a luxury? A luxury is something you choose because you want it. Not that you need it, but you choose because you want it. Listen, a lot of things that we want is not the best thing for us. We have to learn to choose to feel the need and necessity. And that's how we even have to narrow our circle down. Because guess what? Don't think for a minute that the people that and the areas that I travel have seen everything that is Brother Davis. Don't think they've seen everything that is Sister Davis. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a dynamic that works inside of us all that moves us to a level of proficiency when the need is applied. And for you who don't think that you have, I mean, you know when you are at the top of your game and what you're doing, because you know exactly how to do it, and you may know alternatives in achieving the result that you want. And you see, when you're doing it, you really don't want to be disturbed because you're focused to get it right. And then that could be a car mechanic, that could be a school teacher, that could be a daycare instructor. But it doesn't make a difference. I'm going to tell you something. I see that professionalism as an attribute of my wife, because now I've taken a woman who was a dancer. She went into the medical field. She started studying holistics. Now she's driving a truck. She still studies holistics. She's on top of her game in the conversation. But sometimes when she's in this truck, she'll make me a meal and can tell me of the nutritional value that meal is going to offer me and why she chose that meal. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, brothers.
and sisters. She speaks from the dynamic of feeding for nutrition, and then she experiments till she gets a taste that sometimes to you makes it too good to be true. This is what? Get out of here. But that's the reality. She's changed her circumstance. Okay? She's changed her reality to fit her circumstance. Not her circumstance. She's changed her reality to fit her circumstance. So now, when I'm driving, I start smelling things back here. Sometimes the curtain's closed. I can't see nothing. All of a sudden, she sticks out, got a little fork in her hand. Taste this. Okay, you like that? Oh, yeah, I like that. What would you like this? Taste this. Oh, I've got a little bit of turmeric in it, man. Too much turmeric. She said, okay, I'll take the edge off that. And that's what I'm saying about being proficient when you know you're doing this. And this is what we're trying to achieve in our groups. So we have to open the door for collaboration. And it's so, so simple. And the reason why it's hard for some is because we've been brought up under Westernism that teaches confusion and chaos. Allow someone to come in and bring organization. We don't have to live in confusion and chaos. And we can be our own organization. Yeah, is there a call or something, Dave? So, when I say we can be our own organization right now, you've heard me get on the radio many times. How about the weekend I got on it, the Friday, and said, listen, over the weekend...
No, not yet, brother.
Okay, over the weekend, get a pencil and a piece of paper. When you walk around the house, make a note of the things you don't need. That's organization. Then we came back Monday and said, okay, well, both of you did that here. We're thinking about, okay, I don't need this stuff. What am I going to do with it? Well, right now, there's really many avenues. We said, you can go on Craigslist. Take a picture and put it on Craigslist. See if somebody want to buy it. How much do you want for it? You see, this is what we call organizing another attribute. Now, that particular attribute is about scaling down and getting those things that you can have value that you can go ahead and get the resource of that value and apply it into another area. Okay? So, don't limit yourself. You have a lot of skills you haven't even tapped into. A lot of times, people fail to realize their true strength is by themselves in a specific subject. Because when they study it by themselves and are able to articulate it, by their ability to articulate it, they may find somebody who's proficient in that specific area that they were studying. So now, they went from a novelist to understand to having a teacher with a professionalism of that knowledge. And they just may be a friend and parting to you over coffee. And you're sitting there taking notes in your mind, but I always suggest, pull out a pencil, piece of paper. What are they going to say? You can't take notes? I don't want you to know my knowledge. No. Knowledge is power. And what makes knowledge power is when you freely give it. But you don't give anybody everything, which comes back to the original concept. What we are trying to do is collaborate, but you have to find the like-minded people that are befitting for the type of collaboration that you're trying to achieve. Brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis here on Wise Wednesday. I'm giving you an opportunity. I'm encouraging, not giving you an opportunity. I'm encouraging you to give me a call. Because when you give me a call, you allow me, through your questions, to open my mind to other areas of information I may have literally stored up for this here show, but I'm trying to give you so much that I may miss tapping into that part. So that's why we encourage you to call us, because you may ask the question that someone else needs as well as you. That's the benefit of having Black Talk Radio. And I'm going to tell you, I can't give you enough information in a spot. I experience it all the time. I made up cards for this. You know, for those of you who don't know, and those of you who do. That sometimes when we're traveling and we run across a like-minded person and we really can't give them everything, we give them our card. And on our card is our cell phone number and several websites, a picture of us, because that way, and I tell them, well, if you call me and leave a message, I could put you in a group. The group that I'm putting you in is on my phone. Why my phone? Because I'm not interested in them knowing about all the people who are listening to Dan Radio. No, I'm not. But if you're in Detroit and you got a question on a like-minded person in Detroit, I might call that person in Detroit and say, you know what, I ran across this person. This is what they told me. They're in your area. If you're interested, I'll give you a number and you can call. Why? Because you may be like-minded people. And then if you get that number and you call and you find that's not the type of person you want to connect with, they don't know no more about you. I might not even give them a number. I might just say, here, why don't you go on Facebook and you shoot a message. The reality is we are going to have to collaborate. And don't think you're doing this undercover, because you're not. You see, a lot of people say to me, well, are you guys a militant group? No, we're not militant. We always said from the very beginning, we ain't trying to hide ourselves from the government, because that's literally who's listening to us. Different attributes of the government. You know why? Because they want to know what we're doing. They want to know if we are plotting against the government. No, we're not plotting against the government. What we're trying to do is we're trying to build ourselves in a secure position, so when the government goes off on one of their wacky roads, which they do very often, and take us into a war that affects the oil prices or the food prices, and we got to make that adjustment with our budgets, that we are doing the best we can with the adjustment by bringing together like-minded people in a similar circumstance so they can collaborate and be able to change the dynamic of their situation more favorable for themselves. So please, don't hesitate to give Brother Davis a call, because wisdom is only good when you apply it. It don't mean nothing in your head. And those people who walk around, I got a PhD, I got an MIT from MIT, and that don't mean nothing. Because in the real world, when this thing changes, that ain't going to mean a hill of beans. It's best that you be able to apply yourself in serious and sound alliances and collaborations, because a lot of times you may be dealing with more than one. And if you're dealing with more than one, you really need to understand the importance of not only having your spot, but who else in your area has spots, setting up inner communication so that you can at least talk to each other. Because if something's going on over there and they're scared and they need a place to come to, you need to open your door and say, okay, look, come here, come through the back way. I'll turn the light out. What I'll do is when I go to the door, I'll flash my flashlight one time, one flicker, blah, blah. And that way they'll know where to come. And they won't be right next to whatever it is they're trying to get away from. This is what collaboration and building alliances is about. Why? Because we need them. You see, I always hear people say, well, you know, white people, they treat us so bad. That's what they do. It's just nature. But some of them are going to be in need too. Some of them are going to be just like you. Are you going to be able to trust them? Not if you never did. You know why? It's inherent. Westernism teaches you that. You see, Westernism teaches that because they want conflict. So they're going to bring conflict to your door. But that's why it's important that you take your time and you build these alliances now, because that may make all the difference in the world in what you're trying to achieve. What we most must understand is this, that nothing is done by half a chance, but we can change the circumstance. I don't know, y'all might hear my little dogs in the background, but that's cool. That's cool. I understand how I said that. My little dogs in the background. Because once again, that's an alert call for me. When somebody comes around my truck, them dogs know. Now, they don't just start barking, but if they knock on my truck or they touch my truck, that's what sets them off. And you see the dynamic of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to show you that these dogs will be tools in the transition. Why will they be tools? Because it's just what they did. And for those of you who don't know, they're soft and cuddly, so therefore they literally
when you have a pet, that's why I don't know if y'all know this, but when you have a pet, the natural body dynamic, when it's tensed, if you're rubbing an animal, like a small dog, well, Yorkies, like a small dog, they're taking the tension out of your body, and your body's being able to relax because it takes away the threat measure that induced the tension. So I'm hoping y'all get all this, because I'm going to tell you something. I love you, and we can make it through this together. Not everybody will. I don't want you to get the thought that everybody's going to get through this. No, you're not. But if we do the things now that will enhance our ability to get through this, most of us will get through this. And that's just the dynamic. Because guess what? There is going to be life beyond, regardless of what we're going through now. There is going to be life beyond. And when it is, that's when we step up and we start to rebuild what we're going to look forward to called the new tomorrow. So, I want y'all to understand that you play a role and your part has already been laid out for you. Why? Because in reality, you are the one that's going to have to do it. You are the one that's going to have to build these collaborations. You are the one that's going to have to fill the people out to see if they're worthy of being a part of the group. You have to have the insight, the wisdom, the understanding, so that you can be able to achieve that you're trying to achieve and not allow all of those things that you need to get away when all you got to do is open your mind and utilize your resources, your beautiful voice, and your mind of sensibility and wisdom. And guess what? You're not the only one. Because as your doors begin to open and these things begin to unfold, you're going to realize, you know what? You come with a unique set of knowledge, a unique bit of wisdom, a unique insight that you could literally apply in your circumstances and find that you are even better now than you were before. Because you know what? When you begin to do things and people begin to see the quality of the person you are, they want to be around you. That is more solidifying to the group. The more you solidify the group, the stronger the group becomes. The stronger the group becomes, the more you start to do the things that are necessary for you all to be able to live in a life of at least attaining the necessities to be better people, better humans, and reaching a scale of which you can all survive this. Why? Because that survival is what it's about. Make no mistake, we are trying to survive. And in order for us to do this, if we collaborate, we can achieve exactly what we're trying to do. But if we don't, we won't. So pick up the phone, y'all. I'm giving you a bunch of information, and I haven't even got to the argument of spirituality yet. And the reason why is because it's going to come. Some people think, oh, well, you know, you got some Muslims. We don't think the same. Why don't we? Well, you got your Muslims, and you have a different God. Let me ask you this. When you eat, do you stick food in your mouth? Yes. When you drink, do you drink through your mouth? Well, yes. When you go to the bathroom, do you go to the bathroom a different way than me? Well, I wouldn't think so, but there might be some variations, but still basically the same thing. Then we really aren't that different, are we? Are y'all getting this? You see, corporations, the ideology of Westernism wants us to stay separated. And the reason why is because it works to their advantage. They can practice the deception on you. They can put you in a psychological position of deception. And before you know it, you're starting to talk as if you're an authority on their plan in reference to their interests. And their interests don't serve you. Let me give you a perfect example. How about Dakota? The Indians up here arguing about the river and how the pipeline was to access it. And you know their basic argument is water is life. That's the basic argument. But that's your argument.
Wake up, y'all. We are not different. We are just coming from different cultures to the same front. But we all have the same purpose. And even for those people who think you don't have the same purpose, whatever your need is, there's someone out there with the same need. I need to eat, you need to eat. I need to drink, you need to drink. So it's not really that much difference about us. So if you decide that you want to sit up and sing the gospel, and someone else decides they want to go to their knees in prayer, should that be the obstacle for us, for our survival? And if so, and you think that's acceptable, then you're not looking to collaborate. You're not actually looking to survive. Because literally, you are victimizing yourself. I'm going to give you a little story real quick, so put your ears on. I'm not quite sure you have heard this, especially you church going folks, about the guy that was in a hole. And then a guy came in and said, "Here, let me throw you a rope." And he said, "Okay." And the guy had a rope in his hand and was looking down at him. He said, "Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question." He said, "What is that? Are you Jewish?" He said, "Well, I have a head piece on you." "Yes, I'm Jewish." "Oh, well, that's okay. I'll wait for the next guy. I appreciate it, but you keep on." Then another guy comes up, and he looks down the hole, and he sees a man down there, and he says, "Hey, you need some help?" He said, "Yeah, I need some help." He said, "Well, look here. Let me see if I can help." And he looks around and sees the rope that the Jewish guy dropped. So he says, "Hey, I got a rope right here. Look up." And he said, "Wait a minute. Let me ask you this something. You look Muslim." He said, "Yes, I do follow Allah." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you put the rope back down, and don't worry about it, because I don't want to feel like I owe Allah anything." And the guy looks, he told him, "No, you don't have to owe Allah nothing. Just let me help you." He said, no, that's okay, because in my heart, this is what I feel like." Here's the guy. Said, "Look, I'm in a hurry. I got to think about this. That's how you feel. I'm going to put this back down." So he's down there for about another hour or two, and you would think by this time he's so frustrated that anybody who comes along that is a help, he would take. So he looks up, and all of a sudden he sees this black guy looking down. And you know, he says, "You know what, that guy might be here to rob me." Why? Because these are the pseudo faces they put on black people. Why do I say pseudo? Because they're not true. But yet, that's what they do. And the guy says, "Look, man," he says, "you need any help?" And he says, "Yeah, I need some help, but how do I know you ain't going to rob me?" Now, right away, he offended the black guy. So why should the black guy take the time to throw the rope down it to help him out the hole, which he needs to get out of? Well, the black guy said, "Well, man, bunk you. You know how we are." And he walks away and it starts raining. And it rains and it rains. And for the next thing you know, this guy looks up. It's 4 hours and it's raining. And this water in this hole is getting high. And it's getting high. And it's getting high. Are y'all getting what I'm trying to tell you here? Don't be the person who stops your blessing. This is Brother Davis from Wise Wednesday. They're going to a commercial. Pick up your phones. And we'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Brother Davidson. We are back. Now, I gave you that story at the end because I wanted you to understand it. It's important that we live with principles. The reason why is because a civilized people must respect the fact that we are independent thinkers. We act better together than we are apart. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen over these next three to four years. We can do some things right now that can make this a lot easier. It's because in the first place, if you've heard Dave do the 96, you'll know that beyond the 96 hours, there are going to become points in which people are going to start emerging and they're going to look at the devastation. And it will be there. You see, the average American has no idea of the total obliteration that an uncivilized society can bring upon itself. But the government, they're looking forward to you to be that way. You know why? Because they want you to be hungry. They want you to be thirsty. They want you to come when they hear the call. And what is the call? We are setting up facilities in main areas in the downtown. And if you come down here to our areas, you can get food and water. You will hear that. But what is the cost? What will you be willing to do? Because they know the only people coming is going to be those that are real hungry. Is there any questions? Then you need to pick up the phone. Well, you're going to be one of those people who answer that call. And then when you get down there, they're going to look at you and say, we understand. But in order to get this, you got to take this shot because this is an immune. And this will make you immune to different things. That's not an immune. That's an RFID chip. I'm not going to tell you that. And guess what? Your chip will be exclusively designed for you because as soon as it goes in, they'll activate it. And they'll know what you do, when you do, where you do it at, who you're doing it with. And even probably be sensitive enough to hear what you say. And maybe even pick up on what's being said to you. Don't ever short your enemy's ability to destroy you. Because in that chip may also be a cyanide frequency. Now what is that? Something that opens up a little tube in the chip and puts poison in your system. What do they got to lose? This is why preparation is important. This is why we take the time to open the door so that we can teach you how to prepare as best you can for these circumstances. But you must call. And I'm going to tell you something. You may not realize it, but sometimes it is very frustrating giving you truth. You know why? Because we as a people have a tendency to analyze the truth. And I know that. How many times have you heard me say, don't take my word for it, do your research? Because when you understand it from your research, then you have what's called a tribulation. And when you get that tribulation, all of a sudden it becomes a part of your testimony. Don't testify to me. I'm going to tell you why, because I have my own testimony. Now, we get into a situation where things are starting to cool down after all the initial impact and everything, and we're sitting around a campfire trying to keep each other warm, or even read a book, or sustain some intelligent conversation, or plan for tomorrow, setting people up in groups and see what they have to do, because we're going to need water. We got to need a team to go get water. We're going to need bandages, so we need to have some scavengers out there. So we need at least a 3 to 5 man team for scavengers just to go pick up the things that may be useful. And Lord knows if you come across an old TV set that has some electric tubes, which are highly unusable, but it's not a part of the new technology, they can be used. You just have to have an eye for it. You need to evaluate when you sit down in that knife. And then you look up and you make sure that the guard on duty is ready for you to go to sleep because he's making sure that his replacement is going to be on time. Although everybody's here in the same group, he might have to walk over to him and wake him up and let the other group sleep because tomorrow they got duties. This is how this works, y'all. You have to have a mind of organization in order for things to function to its fullest capacity so everybody can benefit. So don't think that once you come in a group, there's a point which you could just take it easy. No, you can't. You have to become more functional. And the more functional you are, the greater you part of the group that you become. And when you want a vacation, y'all didn't know that you could take a vacation in diverse times? Oh, yes, you can. I've been teaching you that. What do you think meditation's about? Meditation can take you anywhere you want to go for a period of time, and you can grow during that process if you grow in understanding how meditation works. It requires something of you, but it will make a better you. So we're giving you all of the tools, all of the tools that we can. Is it all of the tools you need? It may not be. But that's okay too. Because you are more equipped than people who are not listening to this call. And you can see them. Wait till Saturday comes and the college football games come on. And all of a sudden you see the Cubs that have the big TVs and they all around. And you know what they call them? They're corporate yuppies. Why are they corporate yuppies? Because the corporation brings you entertainment that they're making a fortune on, and you're spending your money on chicken and beer saying, yay! So you know what your yay means? Up profit for those corporations. Up profit for that restaurant. So you're feeding all of these entities that literally are focusing on your destruction. And for you who really don't grasp it, let me hit home. Have you ever heard about the NFL teams that threaten to leave a city if the city don't build them a stadium? Okay, there's two or three of them now. Matter of fact, that's Oakland just moved. You know why? They wouldn't build a stadium. Now, you have to understand, when I say Oakland, I mean Oakland Raiders. They're no longer the Oakland Raiders. I believe they're the LA Raiders now. I'm not sure. I try to keep, there's so many things going on, right? I don't try to keep up with them all. But I try to keep up enough so that I can become articulate in my conversation in order to find those who would be befitting to the groups I'm trying to help establish or establish. Because, see, you have to understand, when I'm traveling, if things hit the fan, I got a wife, a bug-out bag, and a mission. And I may be in any part of the country.
But you're right, Brother David.
And I ain't hooking up with just anybody. So y'all got to think about that. Because I'm going to tell you something. There are certain people that are going to be an immediate asset to any group they're in. An immediate asset. And that's the type of people that those groups are looking for. Because even when they come, they're coming with something that you might see as oversight. What is oversight? All right, it'll be very simple. I carry certain things with me. One of the things I carry with me is a shortwave radio. A lot of people won't have that. It's immediate input of what is needed. I've been able to establish some links that y'all don't know about. It's an immediate input for what is needed. And in my travels, if I can sustain what I'm doing during these diverse times, that might be a helpline to some, but not all. You know why? Because most people have a thought process where everybody wants to meet so and so. No. You see, I don't feel like I have to meet everybody, but I do feel that if I'm possibly can help you, and I can possibly get the message to you, I could possibly take a chance. But if you're telling your whole group, I'm not even considering what I could do for you, even if the circumstances would allow me to. Because understand, too many eyes see too many things. And I don't need somebody to say, you know what, I'm in a bind here. I got to make a deal. And I'm willing to make this deal because I want to save whoever it is that is important to me at that particular time and place.
I know how the human nature works. I don't think for 1 minute that I'm not always thinking about how I am going to be affected with the love of my life. Because I know that that is important to me. And I know, I don't care who you are, you got an apple of your eye. And you cherish that apple. And that apple may be on a branch that you cherish immensely. And I'm not ever going to ask you to risk that. But if I'm in your group, you don't have to worry about that. Because my intent is going to always be what is the best interest of the group and bringing trust and foundation in our circumstance. And understand how I said that. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you got people in your group that are not bringing trust and foundation through their actions and what they do, then they might be taking your resources away from you, stash them some other place, and you not even realize. Instead of them being able to add to, they're taking away from, just in case. People think in many ways, and we have to open the door so our understanding to know what our purpose is. Now, for those of you who don't know, me and my wife, we're part of several different things. Several different things. A lot of them will offer us fruit, and a lot of them will offer us labor. But we are not, by no means, going to expose those to those people that don't need to know. So that's why alliances are important. And understand this. If you're not building alliances, you will be alone by yourself. You got to watch the front door and the back door simultaneously. Oh, by the way, you also got to provide for your family if you have a family. And you also got to be intent in your listening if you have a family. I already gave you the scenario about the child after they boarded up the house. Said, well, you know, there was a log knocked out of the window. And you said, what? Yeah, on the second floor, there was one of the boards were knocked out. Show me. The dynamics always have to be working when it comes to a group. And remember, I went up here and it showed you. She said, see that board over there, that window? And now you can see how somebody could climb through there, even if they knocked it out just to look in. That means that they're checking out your shelter. Make no mistake. That minute oversight can cost you more than you are prepared to pay.
But you got a caller, Brother Dave.
I'm not willing to pay it. Okay, let's take the call, brother.
Okay, here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show with Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. What is your question or what is your comment for Brother Davis?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Brother Davis. I just had a quick question. Hello. I heard you say reference a bug out bag, and I've been really thinking about that. And so what would you suggest as starter who's just starting to plan, for survival, what would you suggest that they have for a two-person bug out bag?
Well, two people, let me ask you this here. Are they both adults or is one an adult and one a child?
Both adults.
Okay. Two adults, I would suggest you definitely try to get yourself at least a two-way radio, because you want to be able to communicate and you want to hear what's going on. I'd also suggest you put some thermal underwear in there, depending. What region of the country are you in?
Ohio.
See, you got seasons up here. So you should have some thermal underwear in there. You should also have something in there that binds, and a pair of boots. Why do I say something in there that binds? Because you might have to tie your make sleeve blouses out of your pants. What is blouses? That's when you tie a cord around the bottom of your pants so nothing can come up in there, because you don't know. You might have to run through a sewer or a high field. Okay? If you have a complete bug out bag, you should also have something that you can munch on. Now, my wife and I, we like to have trail mix, because trail mix is going to give us the the vitamins and the minerals that we can get on the run. And if you also have vitamins and minerals, that's a good thing. And I try to say get them in a smaller quantity as possible. Because you have to understand, if you're using a bug out bag, you're getting mobile. And if you're getting mobile, that means that when you stop, you're going to have to stop long enough to get rest. And both of you can't rest at the same time. So in your bug out bag, I'm only giving you some things off the top of my head. But literally, I would say have some canned goods in there. Sardines might be good because you can sit down and eat some sardines and get some omega-3 and some protein in your body. I mentioned dry food. And dry foods, my wife said, if you can have those as a resource, that's good. And you also want to have some kind of something you can sleep in. If you guys really doing this right and you plan on bugging and when you go, literally something as simple as a poncho should be in there, because if you hit rain, you can't stop, and a poncho could cover you up and cover whatever it is that you're carrying up, so that it stays as dry as possible, as well as it allows you to find a dry spot on the ground, take a shovel or a fork or a spoon, dig a trench around you, put your poncho down, and be able to make a circle around you in which you can keep dry for that period of time you sleep. So that means that each one of you should have a poncho. And don't think it's going to be like you're going to sleep when you're home. No. Sometimes you might have to sleep sitting up, leaning against a tree, or in a squatted position.
Hey, Brother Davis.
That might sound strange. Yes, brother.
I certainly learned when I was in the military how to sleep anywhere. Boy, I would be tired, man. I would sleep in the most craziest places when I could. Sitting Absolutely. Up, standing I'm up.
I'm glad you had that, Scotty, because see, that gives validity to her understanding about the need for sleep. Because we know we were so beat and drained that just the possibility of having some rest time gave us a right to sleep. So, Sister Elizabeth, we're trying to give you some basic things, but if you go to Tando Radio, if you go to RDT on the old Facebook pages, that archive is still there, in which there's a lot of good information in reference to bug out bags and preparation. So I would suggest you go there, add on to what I said, and make sure you have a comfortable pair of boots. I think I said boots. Make sure you have a comfortable pair of boots, not sneakers, not sandals, boots, because you're going to have to be able to move in any terrain, and at least you know if you take care of your feet's going to keep moving. But if you cut a foot or something, you change your whole dynamic. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, Sister, listen. I don't know you, I love you, but always remember this, that we're going to have to do the things to get there if we're going to make this better after we come out of this. And I hope you're there, because I'm going to tell you, we're going to need people like you. All right?
Oh, absolutely. I listen to Tando and also listen on Wise Wednesdays all the time. No, I appreciate it. I had one more question. I have been watching different tactical videos, and I've seen some with like credit card knives and like a tactical pen, stuff like that. Do you also suggest that type of thing, or is it kind of not really?
One of the things you have to understand when you go into that direction, you have to know how to apply that skill. See, they can show you on the video, but if you don't know how to apply that skill, you'll victimize yourself because of the fact that you don't know how to apply it. Now, I was telling people the other day, you got to seriously look around and get those 2 to 3 inch perforated knives that literally have locking blades that you can stick anywhere. Learn how to pull that thing out and put that blade out. Practice it in your downtime. And don't have just one. If you can, have 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. You don't know what you're going to need them for. But it's something that you can be used to your advantage as a surprise. And never forget that you're a woman, because that too may become a tool that allows you to save your life in diverse circumstances. But understand this, most men, because of Western teachings,
think you are the weaker vessel. So that's your advantage. I hope you picked up on all of that, sister.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But look, do tune in, and thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's get back on track. And the sister came with some very serious information. Okay, so when you listen to, when you listen and you look at tactical videos, now, don't get me wrong, I do think they serve a purpose, but those people are showing you tactics that they have used or have applied or practiced over and over and over again. So don't think it's as simple as they apply it. Because it's like two egos. One may be in his area of specialty, and the other may be just talking trash. Don't go into somebody's area of specialty talking trash, because then that maintains you from being a person who's involved in the process to a victim of the process. And we don't want victims. And never feel that you have to fight to the end. Only feel that you want to eliminate the risk. If you do that, you'll learn tactical things. A perforated blade 2.5 inches properly struck literally can disable somebody. So if you want to run, don't go high. They expect you to go high. Cut them right across the back of that knee where the flesh is soft. Because guess what? They can't run after you. It's going to blood bleed profusely. Now, listen, don't leave your weapon. If you can make the cut and keep moving, keep moving. But if you have to leave it, leave it. That's why I said get more than one or two or three. There's always soft spots for the body, all right? But you don't want to kill unless you're in a position where you have no choice. You see, killing is not in the nature of people of color. You see, in our historical heritage, we had appreciation for life. And when you lived to be an old age, you were cherished, not only for the fact that you were old, but also for the wisdom that your years could offer the group. So this whole thing may come to a shock to your system, but the truth is, you have to rise. Because once again, we're dealing with the most savage and destructive human that ever walked the earth.
So, hey, Brother Davis, got another call. And then, I wanted to just add something that you said that's so important with the sister that asked about, that talked about she's been watching tactical things. And as Brother Davis said, and definitely knows. One of the things with tactics is a couple of things. One, those tactics are good for the group that they're in. This is why Brother Davis is emphasizing the need for groups. Because tactical training is one thing, but it may not always, that same tactical training may not always apply with the people that you're doing it with. This is why it's so important that you have groups so that you can train together. And another thing with the, some of the tactical things that you'll see online is that some of it you have to be careful of, because you have to know who the instructor is, what they have, because I'm going to tell you, the fundamentals of tactics are the things that should be built on. And Brother Davis will explain that to you. There's fundamentals to tactics, but every situation becomes fluent when it comes to tactics. It's a tactical mind, and the training with other people and yourself, training your mind, and this, and working with other folks. This is why Brother Davis is saying the importance of that. So I just wanted to touch on that. Brother Davis, we got 2 minutes before we go to a break, and we have a caller in queue. You want to take them after the break?
Yeah, I'll take them after the break, Dave.
Okay. So, Brother Davis, just if you would, before we go to the break, what you just touch on, because you already did, but one of the things that is critical is that in the group, that you need to have your tactics revolve around some of the people that you have, because of some people have different capabilities, and so every, you know, really training, tactical training comes with not only the individual but the group. And if you would just explain why and give your
thoughts on that?
Well, when you're in a group, you're now not only an individual, you're an assault team. What is an assault team? An assault team isn't looking for confrontation, but it's prepared to assault whatever it is that they're trying to keep off of you. And if you apply yourself well and you train yourself well, you can find that you are not only a unit person, meaning a part of a greater unit, but you will learn what your specialty is in that unit. And that's what makes the assault team such a better situation. So listen, we're going to go to the break right now, and after we come back from the break, we'll pursue this, and we'll take another call. I'm sorry, we'll take the other call. Thank you.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. Dave, we want to take the call, but before you take the call, I want to make one correction. I said that working together, you become an assault team. No, what I meant to say was coming together, you become a unit. And a unit can be used in the various circumstances, whether it's for assault, recovery. It might even just be for scavenging or hunting. But a unit is a lot better understanding of it than an assault team. Okay, Dave, let's go to the call.
Okay, Brother Dave, here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name?
Okay.
Welcome, Lisa.
And one of my comments is, I'm so glad I ran across your show. I was just, you know, on the internet looking at radio talk, and this is a wonderful station, and I'm enjoying your show for the first time. And I really like what you're talking about, survival. And it is probably more than likely going to come to that. It almost is for people right now that are homeless. Think about what you're saying and apply it to the people right now. We don't have to wait for a catastrophe. This homelessness in America is already where it's a survival thing. And I also, for the last 10 years, I have been warning people, hey, the way this country is headed, it looks like they want millions of people to go somewhere and die. They're going to let millions of people go down. And, you know, out here living in the streets and not having the right things. Right now, if you're homeless and you got a car, you can't even park it anywhere. One, I'm telling you, the police are so aggressive on this. I dropped my kids off at something, and they were going to be there several hours. So I said, you know, I got a big van, thinking about survival. I got my van loaded with, you know, water, clothes, medicine, you know, spoons, even down to cups and spoons, everything I might need just in case something kicks off or, you know, it's a disaster, earthquake, whatever. We're on the West Coast, you know. So I laid down in my van, And the police, because there's smoke windows, but for some reason, police come through shining their lights, and they yelled at me, "Are you sleeping in that van?" They approached me so aggressively, I was shocked. I'm like, "So what am I, what if I am?" I said, "No, I dropped my kids off, I'm just waiting." They were so aggressive. I couldn't believe it. I said, "So if even if you got a car, you can't park it nowhere." And then how the homeless people rob and fight and hurt each other. It is shocking, and people don't understand how they are banding together here, a lot of the homeless people, because it's not safe out there on your own or just in a small group. And anyway, I told people for the last 10 years, I said, they're raising the prices of rent, food is going up like crazy, jobs are being taken out of this country at a rate you won't believe. They're moving the immigrants in, and in my area, where the low-income housing and everything was, they ran people out of those areas, black people, and now immigrants or white people, anybody but us are living there. And, you know, they're building these huge, brand-new housing developments, and you go up in there, you might find three black families. I don't know why, but it's like we're being excluded. And if you go up where you used to live and you just want to, "Hey, I grew up in this house," they will call the police and say, "This is a suspicious person." You know, it's amazing what's going on. And so what's going on now, I told people, I said, they want millions of people to go somewhere and die. Because if you can't eat, you're out here in the elements, even if they got shelter, you know, you got to fight for it as far as, you know, you got to sign up, get in line. It's not guaranteed. And I said, "I hope this is not true." And they're like, "Oh, no." I said, nope. If it comes down to it, now look at the price of food and everything and housing. The rents here in Seattle, you know, used to be like in the last 5 years, you might pay $500-$600 for a one-bedroom apartment. You lucky if you could get it for $1,000-$1,500 now. And you got people that's got Section 8 that are homeless because they can't find a place to rent. And nobody will rent to you because they can get so much money elsewhere. So I'm saying, I hope it's not true, but I feared, I said, millions of people are going to die, and especially if the Republicans, sister, and Trump get in.
Sister, you are absolutely right. Now, you laid out everything we talked about here. What is the question that we can help you with?
Well, one of the questions I have is, you talked about togetherness, which is the only way we're going to make it. I like what you said about people working together and finding, you know, not just a scam off somebody, but really legitimate, where you could get something off of, you know, as far as you pay back, you give back in unit. So I don't know what religion you are or anything, but people, so many black people I know into the Bible, and said one thing, it said, and when the Tower of Babel was being made, and the Lord confused the languages because they were so successful at that. Now, this is a word that they quoted that God said, together and work together, there's nothing impossible for them. Now, if God said that, and he said, I'm gonna tear that tower down because they're trying to get to heaven and a man lifting himself up, you know, I'm a God and all of this.
I explained to you when we were talking in the early part of the show, I don't know if you heard, but I gave that concept of how people who are not like-minded are going to be standoffish. We're not going to be able to get everybody into the groups to benefit the groups that, to the group's benefit. So therefore, those people are going to look for those people who think the way they think. Mm-hmm. All right? So we can't change that. As far as the dynamics of how this is starting to show its evil head, you're absolutely right. But in turn, our collaborations are a necessity. So it's not like we have a choice here. And that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. If you have been listening to me, one of the terms I use all the time is, we must believe we can achieve the impossible. Because with some people, you have to go beyond the ordinary meet and greet and move it to the next level as they begin to expose themselves. So listen, I'm trying to say to you is, if you can get to your question, I can come to a resource.
Well, that was the question. You just answered it. How do we get together as a group? Because that's one of our biggest failings. We could have been way more successful in America if we could have ever just got together as a group. And why is that that we can't seem to work together? Man, I know Mexicans and Asians, they'll get in a house, 20 of them, and live in peace and have money, cars, everything. You get
Hold on, sister. I mentioned this in the first hour when I talked about how egos clash with emotion and they literally dismantle the thought process. So therefore, you have to work through some of the teachings of Westernism in order to be able to psychologically open yourself up to be able to communicate without giving your intent away until you understand that the person is on the same page, because that way you have less to lose. Now, we have one half hour in this show, and I've given you about a good four and a half
thank
minutes.
You.
Listen, I do want you to know I appreciate your call. But what we like to do is keep the show moving. If you keep listening, hopefully someone else will answer a question to give you more information.
I will.
But we really appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Dave, is there any more calls? Okay, well, let me move on then. The sister brought up a very good point when she talked about, once again, the
No, Brother Davis, you're good. I'll let you know. Sorry about that.
Okay, is there any more calls?
No, not right now.
Okay, the sister brought up a very good point about how it's perceived that we can't work together as a group. And understand how it's perceived. It's perceived because of the repetition conversation in that direction. But if you look out here, you'll find there's a lot of people who are collaborating, not on a large scale, but on a scale in which they can handle the responsibility and the trust factors that are involved. And when you apply that on a small basis, then you can begin to open yourself up on a larger scale. Now, there are going to be times in which we are not going to be able to find a solution right in front of us. But what we need to do is take and utilize those tools that we have in order for us to be able to achieve that in which we're trying to do in reference to collaborating with other people. Involvement is going to be a source of how we are able to attain what it is we're trying to achieve.
Brother Davis.
Yes, go ahead, Brother Scott.
Hey, thank you for tonight's program. The last caller had mentioned that she just recently came across this station and how she loves this station, and this is her first time hearing Tando Radio Show. I just want to tell her that this station, this platform, is a collaboration. Okay, there are about maybe just a little under 100 donors who financially support our nonprofit, and then we have others who volunteer of their time to come, like you are doing right now, Brother Davis, volunteer their time to come on and share information, host programs, and things of that nature. So I just want to thank everyone who has collaborated with us throughout the years.
Well, thank you, Brother Scotty. We received that because I'm going to tell you, you have become quite a dynamic tool in the arsenal that I'm putting together, because a lot of times I have to refer people to not only the quality but the content. And the reason why I say it that in that manner is because you have stepped it up. When you moved into the BRT, you give avenues for information to be disseminated. So this is what we need in our present time. And I'm going to tell you, I can't thank you enough. And like I said, if you be checking your... Oh, by the way, since I got you on the phone, man, I tried to do a PayPal. It wouldn't go through. That was last night. So I don't know. Maybe it was the dynamics of it. But I'll go ahead and try to do the same thing. And for another small shirt, a child size, okay? Okay, getting back to the show. We are at a point right now where we should be able to operate on self. What do I mean by operating on self? Just as I said, everything that I said tonight has to do with you. If you want to be able to go out here and make conversation, and that has always been a stumbling block for you, then create a game out of it. just say to myself, you know what, I'm going to go to the grocery store today and I'm going to introduce myself to three or four people and I'm going to introduce myself in the ways that I may not understand yet. And then as you walk up to them, do what I do. Hey, excuse me, you look like you could be some of my kin. You're just opening a conversation. Or they might be around fresh fruit or new. You ever notice the new the fruits they're bringing into the grocery stores now? Ask them about it. When you see them around, do you know what that is? Well, how do you eat that? Where's the nutrition from? Where's it from? All of these here are keys to open up the door to a greater level of knowledge for self, as well as being able to allow you to find the right minds for intellectual collaboration. And you see, my brothers and sisters, the more information you have, the more collaborative you can be. And see, I know people, they say, well, you know, Brother Davis, it's just not that easy for me. Listen, nobody in the world has any special gift in conversation without cultivating it. Practice. And you'll find that you can do those things. When I was a young man, I used to read the dictionary, and I would learn how the words were meanings of the words so I could be able to utilize those words in conversation. But it gave the people the impression that I was smarter than I was. Well, what I didn't realize was in my research and learning words like codex, those sort of things allowed me in doing the research and the information of understanding the word and the word usage, it gave me knowledge. It expanded not only my vocabulary, but expanded my mind. So when I ran across those things as I was reading, then I began to understand that things get clearer. You have to understand, when you grow, it's not just one part of your body that grows. It's all your whole body. When your mind is open, it grows. Everything that benefits from that is your body. It adds to you. And you literally become a greater shadow as you walk. Now, what does that mean? I always tell my grandchildren, they see me as larger than life. And the term I use is I cast a large shadow, because I never for a minute let them be bored when they're with me. I always try to engage them, or when they're with us, we always try to engage them. And if push comes to shove, we'll find the stuff for them to do. And people will say, well, how do you, especially my grandson, Pop, how do you know all these things? And you know what I tell them? The basic answer, I read. You know why? Because I want him to learn the basic principle of all knowledge comes from reading and understanding what you read. Because a lot of people, they read, but then after they get done reading, you say, well, what was that about? They'll say, you know, I know the premise, but I didn't quite grasp. Well, who's the characters? Well, I know the main characters, but I didn't quite grasp. So that tells you that they did read, but they didn't read and comprehend. And these are the tools that literally expand. And this is old. Remember, these are old school tools. You want your children to learn to read quicker? When you're out driving around in a car, have them read the stop sign. Have them read the billboards. Because literally, they're going to learn what they are as well as expand on the knowledge that they have. My brothers and sisters, we are at a time where everybody in the house can add to the quality of our unit. And if you're not prepared, children aren't prepared because the parents aren't putting in the time. And when we do, even when we watch, my wife was just telling me, even if we're together and we're watching TV, we put the captions on because we can carry a conversation. But that forces them to read in order to keep up with the story. And the best part about that is that when we turn the volume down, then they feel like they can talk during and express their issues. But in order to keep up with the story, they got to read the captions. These are all tools. But Westernism didn't design it that way. See, the dynamic of TV, now let me give this to you real quick. There is a audio and a visual dynamic of programming that is going on whenever you sit down in front of a TV set. There is a high-pitched tone that is being sent to you through electromagnetic waves that are affecting every scene that you see and how you're emotionally attached to it.
You know how some of those scenes can really make your heart say, oh. And then some of them scenes, can they get your pump running? You know why? Because they're those action scenes, and all of a sudden, you hack. And it's in your mind, but your body's feeling it. They know this. So if I'm telling you something you haven't noticed before, when you watch TV, and I know many of you will, you watch the emotions that you go through. And as you notice them, you identify what your body's doing, because your body only reacts to what your mind identifies. And once you can control your emotions, all of a sudden that stuff is insignificant. I don't even want, I'm going to tell you, this is just a pit bee with me. I watch no horror movies. If I could avoid them, I watch none. You know why? Because they put a fear and chill. You know, I've never seen people see something, they shake and they jump. I'm going to tell you, I could be in bed at night sleeping. And if my wife is watching a horror movie, I know within 3 minutes about how many times she jumps. And you know, I'm being nice. And here's the catch on that. She knows I'm the type of person who won't watch horror movies, and that's fine, because I know she likes them. So when she watches them, she makes sure she's either out of my presence, or she does it with the headset. Either she does it with the headset, or when I go to sleep. No, you don't watch them like that, but you do like to watch them. But understand the dynamic that goes along here. So we're at the stage right now where we're trying to get people to understand the importance of controlling their emotions. So things like that here that are unnecessary, I feel that I don't need to, I don't have to experience them. But some people get a certain heightened awareness that they feel that they're getting something from it. Who are you to stand in front of someone else's decisions? Okay, she says she doesn't watch horror, she watches mystery. But 10 of one, 3 of the other. But either way it goes, I'm trying to tell you, the most important tool that you have is your mind. And the psychological process of how you will literally see something and process it in your mind to your favor and to your advantage. Because if you cannot process in your mind to your favor and to your advantage, it will victimize you. And it does it all the time. I gave the show about the people in the Charleston church and how they were so terrified that they couldn't believe what was happening, although it was happening in front of them. They lost their survival mechanism. And they watched each one of them get shot. And you have to understand, that person reloaded. So there's a dynamic that is involved in every aspect of TV that you watch. Is there a question?
Okay, Brother Davis, you know, we're going to have to end it out because the next show, we got to end our shows a little bit early. Man, one of the best shows on Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis, thank you so much. And if you want to just end out with anything, we got 1 minute, then we're going to go ahead and end out.
Thank you for the courtesy, Brother Dave. Now, brothers and sisters, remember this here. You are always in control of your mind. So if you do the things that fortify your mind, you will become better in the things that you apply your mind to that have nothing to do with how your body operates. This is Brother Davis. This is Team Davis on Wise Wednesday. And we're giving you another shout-out to let you know that whatever you believe you can achieve, you can achieve it. So if you think you're in an impossible situation, don't let your body shut down. Believe you can achieve the impossible. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Brother Dave, it's back to you, and we out.
Thank you so much. Great, great show, Brother Davis. Give our regards to Sister Davis. As always, Wise Wednesdays is just that wise. Okay, everyone, remember, it's never goodbye. It's always up. We'll see you later, and Tando on. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake.
Gaddafi.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new
and our
millennium.
Conscience compel us to act on behalf of those who long for freedom. And we must be a source of hope to the poor, the marginalized, the victims of prejudice. Not out of mere charity, but because peace in our time requires the constant advance of those principles that our common creed describes.
Now tell me where you're gonna hide, where you're gonna run, when your enemy buying guns and you buying Jordans. Now tell me where you're gonna hide, where you're gonna run, when your enemy buying guns and you buying Jordans. Happy Martin Luther King Fest. Purchase some new kicks, can't tell me that I ain't fresh. But meanwhile, in the rest of the world, bomb blowing chicks hoeing, I'm a splurging earl and I. Happy Martin Luther King Fest. Blowing so loud the drink is kicking, it should do the rest. But meanwhile, in the rest of the world, some get evicted for what they trick with playing with that girl. Martin and Malcolm both died of a broken heart. If this the dream, the wild family be ripped apart. My ninja, you can skip me with the accessible. It ain't about no leader, it's about principle. Distribute lies to the easily convincible. Long enough so when you tell the truth, they say the lie is shit. Distortion of your logic view. Can't even imagine just what that alone can do to you. That's why in school they never teach you no Khaled Muhammad. How Robert Williams cause they couldn't kill him, let's be honest. No disrespect indeed to those OGs that gave their life. I wrote this rhyme on the same box, so I was sacrificed. When only acting what is acting right in God's sight. If we just criminal thugs, why they be acting like? Arrest the president like tragedy rap. But most whites ain't hear that until that's where Obama sat. Now tell me where you gonna hide, where you gonna run, where you gonna run? Buy a gun, then you buy Jordan.
See now truth me, I don't even expect the masses to truly fill it with super bad game is priced up as average skin additions. See, you gotta be on bogus if you ain't never noticed that they only pump icons and dead into your head. And the way I see it nowadays, a proud fisherman's only flaw is that he'll never say the story that the big ones that got away. So maybe the highlight moral of the Dr. King wasn't the fact that he had a dream, but the technology that regardless of how peaceful and loving you attempt to conduct your affairs, a rotten motherfucker still gon' scheme. And with the right image consultant to control your rap, you too can send drones to innocent people's homes. And in the next rep, act like you got to walk in Martin Luther King's footsteps. And truth be told, I ain't making no revelations, y'all. I'm just thinking out loud. I ain't talking about nobody, I'm really talking about everybody. And at the end of the day, the only ends of my square allegiance to it and my political party is bad niggas touching real things without going to jail. Anything else is only a figment of your imagination. Father John Drug Beats album dropped in February 14th to make those who appreciate superior doctrine love hip-hop again. Salute.
Completing his inaugural address. Sometimes these inaugural addresses can be rote affairs, but there was a lot to react to in this one. As Jeff Greenfield, who's on the set with us, noted, he tacked to the left in quite a noticeable way in this speech, calling out his desire to take action on opponents.
This is Sean Hayes with Hood News, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.